You are listening to the Survived to Thrive podcast with Amy Miller, a podcast for survivors of suicide loss. In this weekly podcast, you will learn more about your unique experiences and gain insights on your brain and how it processes grief and loss due to a loved one's suicide. While suicide grief comes in all shapes and sizes, Amy shows you that you still can have a life full of joy and fulfillment even though your loved one died. You don't have to just survive anymore. You can thrive.
You are listening to the Survive to Thrive podcast with Amy Miller, episode number 62, The Five Truths of Forgiveness. Hey there, guys. Welcome to the podcast. Glad you're here with me today. Okay, by the time this podcast gets out there, it'll be February, and I cannot believe it. We're already into our second month of 2024. It's time. It just goes so fast and quickly. But I'm so glad you're listening each week. It's been over a year since I've been recording this podcast, and I feel so thankful that I actually get to do it, that I get to share it with the world. And I am just so appreciative of the people that tell me how this podcast has helped them and impacted them, and I hope it's impacting you. So thanks again for listening. All right, friends. So today I want to talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness is one of those things, right? It's one of those things that so many of us just dread facing and dealing with and doing. And I don't blame you. Forgiveness is one of the most challenging things we as human beings will ever do in our lives. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But when we're talking about forgiveness, when we're dealing with losing a loved one to suicide, it just complicates it even more, right? And I want to talk about it today because it comes up so much in life in general, but especially to those of us who have lost a loved one due to suicide. And so I felt it was very important for us to talk about it. So when I think about the word forgiveness, I just think this word is so loaded, right? It's complex. It brings up a lot of emotion. It brings up a lot of thoughts. It brings up all kinds of things inside of me when I think about forgiveness, because when I have think about the people that I have forgiven, the people that have forgiven me, and the people that I still need to forgive, I feel a lot of anxiousness. And I imagine many of you have felt the exact same thing, right? Because it is an extraordinarily difficult thing to do, okay? I'm just putting it out there, being honest with you about that, because it is, right? But on the flip side of it, forgiving is one of the most extraordinarily rewarding things we as human beings can do, not only for ourselves, but for other people as well. And so while we are facing it, we have to remember the reward is on the other side of doing it. Okay. All right. So I want to talk about three areas where I feel like survivors of suicide loss really have challenges and struggles when it comes to forgiving. The first area, and probably the biggest area when it comes to forgiving, is within ourselves, right? It's a struggle to forgive ourselves when we think about the loss that we have dealt with, because when we have experienced a confusing traumatic loss like we did, there are a lot of questions that come up. And when we're thinking about all of the things, all the reasons why this could have possibly taken place, we're not going to get good answers, right? And it's really difficult for our brains to reconcile what the answers are. Some of those answers that we get are going to be, I don't know, right? And our brain also doesn't like the I don't knows. It wants to find resolve. It wants to find resolution. So in order for us to do that, we fill in the gaps with possibilities, right? We fill in the gaps with reasons that our loved one possibly could have died, or the things that could have created the scenario, right? And it's because we're doing this with our brains, we are going to feel a lot of those gaps with blaming ourselves, right? We're going to be wondering if there was something we could have said, something we could have done, something we should have said, something we should have done, right? There's going to be a lot of shouldas, there's going to be a lot of couldas, a lot of wouldas, and a lot of I wish I would have, or I wish I could have, right? We just do this to ourselves. And what happens when we're filling in those gaps with all of the possible scenarios that we could have done, right? We're going to feel a tremendous amount of guilt, right? And because we're feeling so guilt, we have an extraordinarily difficult time with forgiving ourselves. And so it just starts to fester and grow. And we become more frustrated with ourselves, more angry with ourselves, right? And so then the more we're adding to it, the harder it is and the more difficult it is for us to forgive ourselves. The second area that I find that is very difficult to forgive is the person themselves, right? The loved one that had died. Because a lot of times when they die in this way, we wonder their part. We wonder why they didn't share it, why they didn't come to us, why didn't they seek more help, right? And it really feels like they made this choice that has impacted so many of us in their life, right? Our families, our friends, their coworkers, their friends, people that they knew, their kids, their parents, their spouses, their boyfriends, their girlfriends. And we're just painting this picture of how making this choice was selfish and all of this stuff, right? And it just creates a lot of resentment towards our loved one. And this can be also very difficult to forgive. The third area that I find very challenging when it comes to forgiveness is other people. I've noticed this with a lot of suicide survivors where they spend a lot of time blaming other people. They think things like, if only their work environment was better, if only they made more money, if only they knew how much people loved them, if only their spouse would have given them more attention, if only their kids would have behaved better, right? And it's interesting because, again, like I was saying in the beginning, that our brains really struggle with not having answers. And so it looks for possible scenarios. And I've seen a lot of survivors go through this where they're blaming other relationships that they had, people that were in their lives, situations that they were in, the doctors that they were seeing, the mental health professionals that they were going to. They spend a lot of time blaming because, again, it's really challenging for our minds to wrap our heads around the idea that our loved one died by suicide. And so we're trying to fill in those gaps. So those are the three areas in which I find to be very challenging. So with all that said, I do have some truths to tell you. Okay. And I think it will help you in all three of those areas. If you're struggling with either forgiving yourself or forgiving your loved one that died, or forgiving someone that was in their life, you know, before they had passed, I think this will really help. Okay. The first truth I want to talk about is that forgiveness is not about condoning the offense. Okay. Forgiveness acknowledges and addresses the pain of the action, while not excusing the person of their misdeed. Okay? Let me say that again. Forgiveness isn't about condoning the offense. It is acknowledging and addressing the pain of the action while not excusing the person of their misdeed. Okay? This is an important distinction to make because I think a lot of people feel like that if they're going to forgive someone, then they're just condoning what has happened. And that's not true. Okay? It's absolutely not condoning. Just because you have forgiven someone doesn't mean you're okay with whatever behavior it was. It doesn't mean you're okay with it. Okay? It just means that you're really addressing the pain of the action while not excusing the person. Okay? And so I think it's really important to recognize. The second truth I want to talk about today is that forgiveness is a journey. I think so many of us put so much pressure on ourselves that forgiveness has to just be this wham, bam, it's forgiven, it's done, right? And it's not true. Sometimes the process has to happen over and over again. I've seen it where people will feel like they've gotten to a good place in how they feel about what they have forgiven. And something will trigger it again, and they have to relive it, and all that pain starts rushing back in, right? And so I think sometimes we think, oh, then I just must not have forgiven the person. But that's not true, okay? Sometimes you just have to do it over and over again, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong. It's all right to have to re-forgive, okay? I don't think this idea that forgiveness is just a one and done thing, I think that puts so much pressure on the idea of forgiveness when you think it has to be just this one and done and this person is forgiven kind of deal, right? Or else you've never arrived. You can arrive at forgiveness and still once in a while feel the sting of the pain again. And there's nothing that's gone wrong with that, okay? The other piece of that journey I want to say is that sometimes the journey, even just to get to that first point of forgiveness of the person, can be a process and it can take some time. Okay. I think we tend to want to rush it, that we want to get to the finish line with forgiveness because holding on to resentment and to holding on to the pain and holding on to the anger can be a very uncomfortable thing for us to hold on to. And so many of us want to rush to get through it and just get to the end of it and just get to this place of forgiveness as though that this forgiveness is a destination, right? But the truth is it's a journey, right? And sometimes the journeys take a long time and there's nothing wrong with that, okay? It's normal. All right, the third truth about forgiveness I want to talk about today is that forgiveness requires us to experience pain. I know I hate to be the bearer of that news, but it is the truth. And because I think a lot of times when people are trying to face forgiveness, they don't want to feel the pain of it. So they resist. They try to ignore it. They try to shove it down. But it doesn't allow you to process what you've experienced. A lot of times when you're working through getting to the forgiveness place, you have to acknowledge the pain of whatever it is that you're experiencing. You have to allow it, okay? You have to feel the pain, okay? When we're resisting it, it's not going to allow us to be in a place where we can forgive. It's only going to keep us in a place resentment and anger and feeling all the pain from that, as well as giving more time and more fuel to the pain when we don't forgive. My recommendation is to just allow ourselves to experience the pain of the offense, just to allow it to be, to feel it, to process it, to think about it, to feel the feelings that come from going through whatever that offense was. I think so many of us feel like we don't want to do it or we shouldn't have to do it. right? But the truth is, in order to get through it, we have to face it.
Okay.
The fourth truth about forgiveness, I think is important to understand, is forgiveness is easier when we take some accountability and responsibility of our own part. Okay. Now, depending on the offense, I think it's interesting because I see this go a lot of times to extremes, right? Where I'll see people who have suffered child abuse and feel the need to take responsibility when there's absolutely no responsibility needed to be taken on their part, right? And I see a lot of people suffer from that because children really struggle with taking on the responsibility of why they go through the things that they go through. And so there's this untying that needs to take place for them to understand that there is no way they could have ever been responsible for this offense to be taken, right? But I also see it from another extreme place, right? Where someone will be offended, but they are unwilling to really look at themselves and what part they could have potentially played, right? So I think it's really important to allow ourselves to look at ourselves, look withinward and see like what you could have done, right? And what look at the situation and really take ownership of your own part, right? You could ask yourself how you could have partially been responsible for what has happened, or ask yourself what you could have done to prevent it, right? Or ask yourself what lessons you have learned from being part of this experience, okay? Doesn't take any responsibility from the offender, by the way, to do this. This just simply helps you to reframe everything from a victim mentality towards more of an active participant in this life. And I think that's very empowering. If you can take a little bit of a look from the outside in of your part in the situation, okay? The fifth truth of forgiveness that I want to talk about is it is an expression of love for ourselves. I think we don't really give it enough credit where it is due. And when we feel like we are forgiving someone, it's almost like we are giving them the gift. But the truth is, the gift is ours. The gift belongs to us. We get to reap the benefits of letting go of the resentment and the pain associated with the offense, right? When we allow ourselves to let it go and give it back to the offender, and to not hold the resentment and the pain associated with it any longer, it is the greatest gift we can give to ourselves. Forgiveness is one of the most amazing processes that we can go through in our lives. It is something that we learn so much about the capacity of ourselves with when we allow ourselves to do it, because it is such a growth and learning experience for us to do. And it is an amazing place to be in when we have forgiven someone. And it's really a difficult thing to describe until you have done it. So those are the five truths that I know about forgiveness. I know that many of you are in the midst of struggling with forgiving, and that's okay. Okay. But I think it's important to understand that and know that, and also be willing to be open to the idea of offering forgiveness, because it only benefits ourselves. All right, friends, that's it for this week. I hope you have a great week. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Survived to Thrive podcast. If you like this podcast, please share with your friends and write a review on iTunes. Also, check out survived-to-thrive.com for more information and to subscribe to get the podcast's latest episode, along with useful tips you can begin to use immediately to feel better, directly sent to your inbox.